Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the chairman of the Greenbelt Bank and Trust Board, Chris Weaver, and his great organization plays a big part in helping put on Wishes on Deck, the all-star softball game, helping out Make-A-Wish Iowa. And Chris, what was the leading factor in Greenbelt Bank and Trust involvement in this great event?
Well, Josh, thank you for having us. And I'll tell you, the first thing was last year we were privileged enough to get involved with Make-A-Wish Iowa for a football clinic. And that was very successful. We partnered with the We Will Collective, raised about $70,000 in about 2 months, had about 350 kids from 33 different communities come into Iowa Falls and compete. And we said, we kind of asked Make-A-Wish Iowa, because they're doing such great work, we said, could we maybe host your big event? They've done this 2 times, this would be the 3rd year, and they said, we'll look at you, we'll consider you, and they took a look at us, and they said, yeah, we think maybe we'll let you do it. And so this is kind of a big event. We're excited to host it out at Legion Field in Iowa Falls, and partner with a greater organization. For those who don't know, well, Make-A-Wish Foundation is really about serving the needs of children and families that are going through a pretty tough time. It used to be that those children never survived the challenges they were going through. Today, thanks to the efforts and the fundraising that's gone on and efforts that have gone on, about 50% of those children are able to survive. So this is a noble cause. And we at Greenbelt Bank and Trust just feel so very thankful to be a part of it.
And a really cool opportunity to showcase two of our in-state universities getting a chance to give back as well as competing in the All-Star Game. You have Team Swarm featuring different student athletes from the football team for the University of Iowa. And then the We Will Collective, Iowa State football players taking part. The cool thing with that here, Chris.
Absolutely, Josh. You're spot on. I mean, we're talking about a rivalry that has gone back for a little bit of time here in the state of Iowa. We got, you know, Iowa State University, the Cyclones, and the University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes, coming to Iowa Falls. A nice roster of guys, you know, Rocco Becht making an appearance, along with people like Caleb Bacon, Kate Madsen over there from Humboldt, Iowa, Will McLaughlin, you know, Dominic Orange, crusher killer from the defensive line. Then you got Carson Shire on the Iowa side. I mean, he's an Iowa Falls native. Kind of fun to have him around. I mean, my son played with him in basketball. Carson wasn't bad at basketball. He's a little bit better at football, let's not lie. Looking to see him do some good things out on the field this year. I mean, TJ Hall, pretty much we got a great lineup of guys. And we feel blessed to have this great group come in here to Iowa Falls. And I think it's going to be a good time. We're going to do a little bit of tailgating. We got a fun zone for the kids. So, you know, I don't know if you've been around children who don't like to watch a long softball game. Doesn't matter who's playing. We have a lot of fun activities for the kids. But this should be a great day. I mean, Sunday, I know day of R&R, relaxation. Bring your bag chairs, bring your tents and a cooler, and come sit and watch this wonderful event.
And for this particular event, is there a goal money rate, a goal money level that you're hoping to raise to help out Make-A-Wish Iowa with this event?
Josh, sky's the limit with this event. I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Make-A-Wish Iowa. We're trying to help 7 families and sponsor 7 families, about $15,000 per family. That's what it costs to grant a wish on average for each of these families. We've had so much success trying to fundraise for this just because so many people are getting behind it. We have such great support. I think that's not going to be a problem. But how great would it be if we could do 15 families, maybe 16? You know, I think the sky's the limit, because we live in such a great community and surrounded by such great people and other great communities who love Iowa, who love Iowa State, and know what great kids these are coming into to swing at a big heavy softball. Just for the record, and this is kind of fun. They're not allowed to hit a real softball because football season's coming up, and there's serious football to be played this fall. So they have to be a little careful. But bottom line is, these are competitors, and they're going to go after each other. I'm not going to say who I'm rooting for. If you know me, you know who I'm rooting for. But we're trying to raise, I'd say, $150,000. If we get to 200, that'd be my goal. I'm a little ambitious, that'd be my goal. So I hope we get a good turnout. I hope everybody shows up, gets through the autograph line. That's $10 when you show up. You get through the autograph line. That's in the armory where it's air conditioned. Last year it was a little hot for these athletes. We're gonna try to treat them a little bit better this year, and hopefully we get a good turnout. That's my biggest concern, is just getting a lot of people here. It's on a Sunday. It's going to be a warm day, but bring your tents, bring your fold up bag chairs, bring something cold to drink, and we should have a great day.
And with an event like this, your organization that you're part of, Greenbelt Bank and Trust, is very philanthropic in getting a chance to give back to their local community. Just getting a chance to do this, getting a chance to host in a great community like Iowa Falls, the overall excitement for you getting a chance to be a part of something like this.
Well, thanks for asking, Josh. Our bank, historically, has prided itself on giving back, and we feel privileged to be where we are. Absolutely. I think the staff of Greenbelt Bank and Trust is all in. I believe we'll have a great showing. But really, it's not about us. It's about the opportunity to give back to people in need. I think we feel blessed to be able to do this, because there are people who wake up every day with families, with children, who they struggle. They struggle to get out of bed. They struggle to put one foot in front of the other. And it's a great opportunity for us as a bank to do something special in our own community and invite everyone around us to come in and be a part of it, but also have a good time. And that's what we're all about.
And we had talked about last fall, after you hosted that football clinic, if it would be a part of a series of great community events put on by Greenbelt Bank and Trust. Is this just the next stage for the bank? Is there more events on the horizon you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking that, Josh. I'll tell you, Make-A-Wish Iowa has made it clear to us that there are a number of other communities that are excited to take this event. This Wishes on Deck event is a special event. It's kind of a marquee event for Make-A-Wish Iowa, and we would love to do it every year, but probably we won't have that opportunity. But here's what we're going to do. We are going to continue every year having a special event. If it's not this time of year, maybe a little later in the year, maybe closer to fall, but that remains to be seen. But we will partner with the Swarm. We will partner and we will create an exciting event every year that benefits Make-A-Wish, Make-A-Wish Iowa, every year. That's our commitment. I think the entire bank, and now that the community's gotten involved, they're on board. So we're very excited about that. We feel like we got a good head of steam, and we're going to be able to do this for a little while.
For those that aren't able to make it out to the Diamond on Sunday, how can they still contribute to this great organization, helping those in need, Make-A-Wish?
The easiest way to do that, I'd say, would be go to the wishesondeck.com. Wishesondeck.com has a nice page. Top, it says about roster, sponsors, contact, tickets. If you scroll down, there is a donate now button. There's also great auction items at the bottom. I mean, if you wanna purchase a signed jersey by Carson Shire, which I think is probably worth $1,000 myself, but or Rocco Becht or Caleb Bacon, also a really nice package by Nick Collison. He's offering a 10-person Nick Collison, NBA, Oklahoma Thunder. He offered a 10-person clinic. It's on the auction page, starting at $1,000 for 10 kids. There might be a few other swag items included in that, so I'd encourage people to look. But wishesondeck.com is where you want to go. And Make-A-Wish Iowa is the organization. So I think if you got those two pieces of information, you get online, you do a little searching around, you'll find it. There's also opportunities to get tickets on those pages and sign up and get your family here, get your company here, get as many as friends and family as you can, because it's a unique event and it will be a good time. Promise.
Well, Chris, best of luck to you and Greenbelt Bank and Trust as you help put on this year's Wishes on Deck All-Star Softball Game on Sunday. And keep up the great work giving back to our local communities. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Josh, for the opportunity to talk, and look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. Take care.
Once again, a big thanks to Chris Weaver, the chairman of the board for Greenbelt Bank and Trust, joining us here on Radio on the Go.